ABC Radio Australia.
Well, a South Sea Islander artist and curator says her people's experience is not talked about enough. Jasmine Togo Brisby highlights the history of blackbirding, where Pacific Islanders were brought to Australia to work in slave-like conditions, in her artwork. Part of her work is exhibited in a new Pacific exhibition at the Australia Museum in Sydney. Dubravka Volodia caught up with her at the museum.
As part of the disruption section of the gallery, there's the Australian South Sea Islander exhibit. So what you're looking at is, it's the way that I could sort of articulate how Australian South Sea Islanders became to be, basically. So we are the Australian-born descendants of the blackbirding trade, or the Pacific slave trade, which is between the years of 1847 and 1903. Predominantly people abducted and coerced onto vessels from Vanuatu and Solomon, but a lot of the region of Melanesia, and brought to Australia to establish the cotton and sugar industries here. This cabinet is about trying to unpack not only that history, but also really articulate our contemporary culture and identity here in Australia today. So it's really something special to be included as part of the Pacific Gallery as a Pacific identity, because we're such a complex creation. We're, you know, Australian Pacific slave diaspora. So, yeah, this is a really large and meaningful way for us to be included, not only through, you know, like Tonga in the cabinet and the exhibition, but also commissioned new artworks, and also in the context of the Peruvian slave trade. It's really, it just sort of makes us a big part of the Pacific. It's not only this, you know, romanticized often, you know, space which separates and connects us and brings us all together, but it is also this, you know, this middle passage, this place of rupture and, you know, used as a colonial tool to enslave people.
Could you maybe just describe some of the objects we can see here?
Yeah, you know, what I'm looking at right now is my great-great-grandmother. This is her document. After the slave trade happened, after sugar industries were created here in Australia, then they deported all of it. Forced deportation, the largest deportation in Australian history. So this is a document of my great-great-grandmother. She was taken at the age of 8. So she, of course, was not able to be deported. And this is her document so that she wasn't forcibly taken from Australia, where she created her family. So, yeah, that's probably something which obviously I'm gravitating towards immediately, because it's my family's face in the cabinet. Yeah. There's some of the books. So these are all Australian South Sea Islander writers who, you know, at a time, like now it's even still so difficult to identify and find place in Australia, but at a time when I can't even imagine what it was like to have a voice, wrote and published their own stories. So for me, it was really important to acknowledge and, you know, celebrate our elders and our ancestors in that way, who have told their family oral histories and contemporary items. So the way that we represent who we are today, like t-shirts, yeah, caps, you know, with our culture, and there's that really the desire to be seen and for people to know who we are. So yeah.
And can we talk about this artwork behind us?
So, yeah, this was a newly commissioned artwork by Australian Museum for One Soul Moana. So I was really given the context of, this is the disruption section, and that, you know, the Peruvian slave trade was going to be included, and, you know, we're going to work with through to the Australian South Sea Islander cabinet. And so I really wanted to be able to bridge this section in a very real way for me as an artist. And again, it was about viewing viewing Moana Nuiakiwa as this through a different lens, through sort of disrupting that, the way that the Pacific is often viewed, and that this is our story, this is what happened. It's a huge part of the Pacific narrative, which is just not talked about enough. So it was, for me as an artist, it was, how can I contribute, yeah, to this space? So I don't know if that
makes sense. What can we see here?
Yeah, so what you can see, this is what I would call an ocean created out of an interlocking, interweaving crow feather sort of mat, I guess. guess. But and then a small vessel created out of crow wings, which is sort of navigating its way through said feathered ocean. Yeah. So,
and I can see a lot of waves there as well.
Yeah, so it's, you know, again, it's like this, it's not, it's about a journey, you know, and our ancestors were on those vessels for 3 months. And if you read about those journeys and if you hear the oral histories in the way that we did, and if you've been on a boat, I get seasick if I don't look at the horizon, you know, and for our ancestors to be in the holds of those vessels for 3 months. And a lot, you know, a lot of our people didn't survive those journeys. So it's about presenting the reality of our story and our ancestors' story and their journey, because it's so often seen as something which is so far removed, off in history, and it's really not. You know, my ancestors were taken in 1899, and that's really recent history. And I'm fourth generation, so when you look at things like that, you know, this, that's where living and breathing that still today. So, yeah, it's, but as part of my practice, I use taxidermy crows, like in my photography, and, yeah, taxidermy crow products to sort of create a material culture to unpack what it means to be South Sea. So we don't have, like, you'll be able to see the contrast between our cabinet and the other cabinets here in the space, that we don't, when you're talking about who we are today, not where our ancestors were abducted from, but how our culture was created here in Australia, we don't have that tangible culture. We don't have a lot of those, you know, performances, and, you know, so for me as an artist, it's about using materials which my community can see themselves within, that they can be like, oh, yes, you are speaking to us about, you know, this is our story. And so, yeah, I use crow, you know, and also crows are a massive part of the plantations up north, you know, like they do circles in the sugarcane plantations, you know, looking for those grubs. So it's a big part of the landscape, the soundscape, and so the crow is often used in our community to symbolize, just is that, it's that, oh yes, that is us, you know, it's that moment. So I really utilize that as a cultural material.
And that's Jasmine Togo-Brisby talking to ABC's Dubravka Volodya at the Australian Museum in Sydney.